And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy.
I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to ride, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it! My life has value!
We get together, have a few laughs.
Welcome to the Iowa Talk Guys podcast. I'm your host, TP.
And I'm your host, Theo.
And today, we are finally bringing you the show we've been talking about the tomato tower.
Yeah, I was supposed to get this done in October.
About time.
But yeah,
we're back out here in the shack, by the way.
That's right.
Finally, yeah, got some decent weather.
First time we were able to come back into the shack because it's warm.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't frozen over from straight line winds.
There's actually
in the snow and ice.
Yeah. Well, this is our friend Bart. And hey, Bart, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Bart.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you.
Appreciate it.
Got some cigars.
For the boys. Yeah. All right, cool, man. Thanks.
I didn't tell you that prior to the show, did I?
No,
they would have already been lit.
No. Yeah, that's a delightful surprise, man.
Well, we can do that.
Thank you.
Still.
All right.
While
we're doing that.
So, we brought Bart on because we know Bart. We go way back with Bart. We'll just say that.
Yeah, Theo knows him a lot better than I do, but yeah.
Yeah. Yet again, another guy that went to the same high school with us as well.
Right. So, the main reason why we wanted to bring you on the show, we asked you to come on, is because you built this, what we've been dubbing, I don't know what you call it, but we call it the tomato tower.
Yeah, you fucked up already.
No, that's not a tomato tower.
Tomatoes don't go in it.
No, that would be more of like a lettuce.
Yeah, so deal. I just call it, it's a vertical hydro tower, vertical hydro garden, whatever you want to call it. There's a shit ton of different names for them. I just call it the hydro tower.
Okay, it's a hydro tower. Yep. All right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about hydroponics tonight, essentially.
Do you guys have Instagram?
We sure do.
Or X or whatever?
Yeah.
We got them both, buddy. Yeah.
Pop some photos of it.
Yeah, we should take some pictures of that.
Then people know exactly what we're...
When we drop the show, we'll be putting that in the...
Then they know what a spectacle it actually is.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Yeah. Yeah, it's more for lettuce and greens and whatnot. Yeah,
smaller
right?
Herbs, cilantro, basil.
So what are
stuff
the
stuff like that? That's why everything's kind of so close together, to where one head of lettuce or one bunch of basil, whatever, is essentially going to be touching the next one. So it's when everything's growing and blooming, you won't be able to even see the tower.
Oh, really?
Except the bottom 16, 18 inches.
So it's actually a really cool decoration.
Yeah,
it's a hydroponic tower. Grows all leafy green vegetables. Yeah.
I bet it smells awesome.
Leafy greens.
I've heard spinach doesn't work well hydroponically for whatever reason.
We'll never find out either.
No, you're not even going to give a shot. Just
there's just so many other things that I would rather grow than lettuce. You know what I mean? And there's just a finite amount of space, and I don't see spinach making its way in the rotation place anyway.
So speaking of space, what are the dimensions of the, you recall, obviously.
So, I got to turn around and look at it. The footprint of that is 12 inches. 12 inch OD at the base.
An outer diameter of 12 inches.
Yep, it's a 12 inch pipe, 6 feet tall. And it has 2 inch pipes cut on 45 degree angles and stubbed in and welded around to where on that 1 foot by 6 foot tall footprint, there's actually 57 spots to grow vegetables in a 1 foot area.
Wow.
So what is that you have welded in there, 2 inch?
Yeah, those are 2 inch schedule 10 stainless steel pipes that are cut on a 45, and plant actually comes out at a 45 degree angle.
Okay.
Okay. So the tower, yeah.
So you have them cut at a 45.
Yep.
You have them, yeah. And then
They're just saddled on that piece of pipe. And
well, down here on the backside, so how does it work then? I see there's a bigger bigger pipe coming in the backside of it.
I don't want to turn and look because I keep getting yelled at by Theo for not talking into the mic.
Yeah, you can pick
the mic up.
So there's a 4 or 6, I can't remember what it is. I think it's 6-inch at the bottom, and that's just to access the pump.
Okay.
So the bottom, like I said, the bottom 16, 18 inches is the reservoir where there'll be 15, 16 gallons of hydroponic nutrient, and the pump will sit down in there.
Okay.
And then that bigger one is just to access that, add water, do any maintenance to the piping.
And so, inside. Yeah, it's sealed on the bottom, open on top.
Yep, and there'll just be one singular tube running up the middle, and then it comes up to, haven't decided yet, because it hasn't even been in operation yet. I built it late last summer, so I haven't got a chance to use it. But I'm going to have anywhere from 2 to 4 spray nozzles, misters at the top.
Oh, okay.
So, and then that'll be
on a timer. So you're going to plumb those up.
Yep. And then that'll be on a timer, so.
Wait, and the pump, with the pump you attach to that just also?
It's just like your sump pump in your basement. Same exact thing. Go to the local Lowe's or Menards or wherever and get just a third or quarter, half horsepower sump pump, whatever you want. Chuck it in the bottom of there and then put it on a timer. Or last year at my Dutch bucket system, I didn't even have a timer on it. I'd wake up for work at 4 o'clock and go plug the thing in and it would run until I got home at 5.
I wanted to get more in depth about that as well, in particular.
Okay.
Once we're done with the not tomato tower.
Yeah.
The not tomato tower.
Well, thanks for letting me know, Theo.
Well, I guess you could plant tomatoes in it. It'd just be a waste of some of the 2-inch ports, but you could do it.
You could grow anything you want in, right?
That's the thing about gardening is everybody thinks it's so complicated, and there are no fucking rules. Do whatever you want.
If
the plant lives, you're doing something right.
That's why Monsanto was like, hold my beer.
Oh, and that's another topic.
It is true.
For more information on this topic, listen to episodes 37 and 38 of the Iowa Talk Guys podcast.
Well, what'd you do? You tigged it? It's stainless.
Hydroponic tower. Yeah, so basically, yes, it's 316 stainless steel. I have a contact in the piping industry who hooked me up with the material. It was essentially scrap. So I took it off his hands and, took a plasma torch. This one in particular is not DIY unless someone has access to some pretty cool tools.
And TIG welder.
TIG welder, plasma cutter.
TIG welding is an art, dude.
Not only do you have to have it, but you have to know how to use it.
You trained in that for a long time in your life, right?
You're a man that knows how to use his hands. So this could also be replicated essentially with PVC as well, right?
It's funny that you bring that up because that's something that I thought as well.
On a smaller scale, and I tried it before. The reason why I ended up wanting to go to stainless is the PVC is less forgiving when you're trying to mold the smaller branches, the 2-inch branches. It tears, it rips. I actually built one.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was cool in the beginning, but it was like so many leaks because it would rip where you would put the net pot, the cup, what your grow medium is in. It would leak when you turn the pump on. So you're losing hydroponic nutrient and it just became more hassle than what it was worth. So I ended up shit canning that idea, went back to the drawing board and said stainless it is. But there's a lot of good videos on YouTube of people doing it in plastic.
Right. And that would be good for somebody that doesn't have your skill set.
Absolutely. And it doesn't even have to be a tower like this. If you can find horizontal systems too, where your footprint is longer horizontally, but it's like PVC fence post where it's 4 or 5 inches wide by 2 inches deep. You drill holes in that, and it's basically the same system. You pump it up to the top and then it just flows down to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. And it's essentially the same thing, just different style. There's so much shit out there. You, like we said earlier, there's no rules. You can do whatever the heck you want. A Google search and looking up on YouTube, and you can be just as informed on it as I am in an hour.
Okay,
like, cool. I'm not special in the hydroponic gardening world by any means. This is my
no, but you did build a really badass stainless steel like
hydro tower.
I'm more of a metal fabricator than I am a hydroponic gardener. How about that? They just ended up commingling.
Yeah, and you know a lot about. A lot about pipe, eh?
Laying it, hey? Laying pipe.
I do know a bit of
so
long, round objects.
So it's a hydro system so that you can grow it all year long, right?
If you wanted to move it indoors and get some light set up, you could definitely do it all year long.
Yeah.
But what is really cool about this thing is that you could use it for decoration. I mean, wouldn't that be cool in the middle of winter to have some
fresh? Looks pretty fucking good sitting right there, doesn't it? Yeah. And there ain't even no plants in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's decoration, food.
Absolutely. That's just, number one, nutrition.
Yeah.
Right. So you haven't used that one yet, but.
Not that one, no.
We'll talk about the other one real quick before we get into that other one. Sorry, Theo, that you wanted to talk about in the beginning. So what made you want to make this, like what got you into doing the hydroponic gardening? And
so what got me into hydroponic gardening was traditional gardening, obviously. Okay. Natural segue. And every single garden that I've ever started in soil, I've given up on halfway through because I hate weeding. And you get so many weeds,
they suck.
Your jalapenos and your bell peppers get pollinated by a weed and then taste like shit and just end up nuking the whole thing and starting over the next year with a plan that you're going to stay on top of the weeds and then it doesn't happen again.
Unless you're spending a ton of money in weed guard and whatnot.
Well, not even a ton of money. It's time. More it's time. Yeah. It's the time and investment to actually go down there and pick weeds, and I just don't have the time to do that. That's the whole...
You're a working man.
Yeah. I mean, especially in the summertime during the grow season, that's my busy season at work. And so
more importantly than that, a family man.
Yeah.
Well, you're amongst the right group.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we've been taking us so long to get our website together. We have it up finally.
We have a website.
Yeah, it took us a year.
And faith first, right?
That's Amen. Right. Faith first.
So
faith family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No, agreed. But like I was saying, in the summertime, that's my busy season at work. So I want to come home. Crack a beer, walk out to my Dutch bucket system, which we can get in the Dutch bucket system too. Make sure there's enough water. If there's enough water, I'm done. That's it. If there's stuff to get picked, I'll pick it. Other than that, checking water, picking fruit. That's all there is. A little pruning here and there, but that's all that
very
stuff.
Very low maintenance, huh?
Yeah. All that stuff is enjoyable. You know what I mean? Mixing up the hydroponic nutrients, kind of a pain in the ass, but compared to weeding, it's a walk in the park. So
yeah.
Picking fruit, pruning, that stuff's therapeutic. You know, you get a cold Coors Light in your hand and kids following along, holding a basket. It's about as good as it gets.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. So you've always been into gardening, or is that something like...
Ever since, I mean, not always, no. My adult life, I would say, yeah. But it's more out of a... Even when I started growing in soil, it was more just something to do, something cool to do, you know, grow your own vegetables.
Yeah.
As I'm sure most people know, something grown in your backyard is a different species and plant altogether from mm-hmm. something that you grab at the supermarket.
Right.
Yeah.
It tastes so much better. It has so much more nutrient value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
You know, I even tell people, I know that you and I spend a little bit of time, not to be snobs, but a little bit of time looking for particular seeds.
Yeah.
That you can't just get anywhere.
No.
Even if you were to just go grab a generic GMO'd seed from the store and plant that in your backyard, and it's going to be so much better than at the store.
Yep.
It's just from your yard. Picking it from the vine is better.
Yeah.
And then it's not the more you spend on the seed, but the more you research the seed and then get it like an heirloom and non-GMO and whatnot, it just gets better from there.
Can I say the company that I get my seeds from, or no, I'm not paid by them or
sure. No promotional. I mean, I don't see why.
There's just a small little...
I don't know if they would want to.
That's fine. It's a small little company down in Missouri, and it's nothing but heirloom, organic, and they go to extreme lengths to make sure that it stays that way. They do genetic testing themselves to make sure what they sell has never been genetically modified. They send seeds off to like Europe to get scienced over there.
Scienced.
That's right.
But some very sophisticated scientists.
Science me harder, daddy.
Ones that like to spend the time doing science and bike riding in Berlin. Yeah.
With LSD.
And short shorts.
Who wants a mustache ride? So where were we before our trip to Germany?
Where you were...
Speaking of German... You're getting ready to explain eventually the Dutch bucket method.
That's right.
Yeah, we were just talking about what got you into gardening and
growing the plants.
How awesome gardening is. But yeah, so this Dutch bucket system, that's where you had the Jurassic tomato plants.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's, I'm going to explain it the best I can. Do a Google search and it'll pop right up. It's super simple system.
We don't use Google. I'm just going to tell you. Okay. DuckDuckGo it.
What are we using?
DuckDuckGo.
We're going to DuckDuckGo this and it'll pull right up.
DuckDuckGo. Anything that's DuckDuckGo'd is Googled, I think.
Is anything that's Googled DuckDuckGo'd?
I don't know. Matrix is deep. The Beast system is strong. We should have mentioned at the beginning of the show that, first and foremost, that E-Rock is not here.
Mm.
But the last we heard, he is in good health, thankfully. But he wasn't able to make it tonight. Something came up that was very important.
Band stuff or something.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
So, it's essentially 2.5-3 gallon buckets. I can't remember. It's one of those two. And it's the same footprint as a 5 gallon bucket, just shorter.
Okay.
And you put, I've got 8 of them in a series. So 8 buckets next to each other, and you fill them with a grow media, whether it's perlite, vermiculite, that white.
Clay pebbles.
I have a
bag of them right next to your.
Perlite's just cheaper. Your tower. So I use perlite. It's cheaper. And you put your plant in that. In the bottom of that bucket, there's a drain. The drain goes to a common header. So out of every 8 bucket that I have, it all goes to the common header. And then drains back to the reservoir. There's a pump in the reservoir with quarter-inch tubing that goes up to each bucket. Pump turns on. Each bucket gets watered, gets drained, back to the common header, to the reservoir, and the cycle repeats.
So this is something that you fabricated yourself?
Yeah, it's way, way more DIY than the monstrosity of the 360 stainless steel. You didn't have to have a TIG welder. Hydroponic tower, no.
Yeah, just some buckets and...
Buckets and a hole saw and... I'm doing a much more permanent setup this year, but last year mine was set on some cinder blocks and some 2x6s. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Quick and dirty. Grows just as good as clean and precise.
Nice.
So,
and absolutely amazing fruit.
Yeah. To the point where pasta sauce, pizza sauce, tomatoes in general are ruined for me if I don't grow enough to freeze and hold me over.
If I remember correctly, you have your own pizza oven, don't you?
Yeah.
It's a gas. It's like a dome, right?
It's, yeah. I'd like to say the name, but I'm afraid I'm going to get my pee-pee whacked again. But yeah, it's like a brick oven style pizza, but it's propane. And using those tomatoes to make the sauce.
Yeah.
Like we talked about earlier.
What's the name of the seed?
The tomatoes that I like to use, it's called a Sunrise Bumblebee, and it's a small little cherry tomato.
Right. I remember you gave me some of those, and I grew them as well.
It's like candy. I took
Do you remember those tomato plants, TP, that I had? The cherries that had the
orange and yellowish ones?
Yeah. Had the yellow on that top. Was good. Yeah, those were good.
I took a bowl to work, big bowl to work, and put them in my office, and guys would come in and just pop them like candy. I mean, it literally is sweet and tastes like candy.
And
those are the best.
Yeah. And grown men in the Midwest love a fresh cherry tomato.
Yep. So make pizza sauce out of that, pasta sauce out of it, freeze it, and just use it throughout the year. Once you run out, it's a bad day, though, because you got to wait till the next growing season. So last year was kind of a trial. It was my first year doing hydroponics, so get some of the kinks worked out. This year should be more prolific, more buckets that I'm going to grow stuff in.
Do you happen to see any more economic reasons to do this to take a more take it serious?
As far as just growing your own food
for your family?
I
was trying to lead you into it.
I've got way too many kids to be spending $400 a week on groceries.
Yeah.
But yeah, we grow as much as we can and eat as much as we can. As you know, some of the kids are a little picky, but you can beat it out of them. So no. we can't say that. Sorry.
We don't
advocate child abuse on this podcast.
That's right.
I love all my kids. I'm just kidding.
This is an entertainment podcast.
That's right. My views do not correlate with the Iowa Talk guys. No, I'm kidding.
All kids are picky about food, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some more than others.
Yeah. I remember my kids have a meltdown.
Turns out the one that's least picky is 6'4" and 310 pounds. So,
well, I mean,
if there's any children listening out there, eat your vegetables.
Likes nutritious food.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we'll have to get some pictures of your other setup, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And then we can...
Well, when it comes in this year, right?
Right, yeah. So, I took the system down for the wintertime.
Okay.
So, it didn't get
destroyed.
Put it in the shed.
Sub-zero temperatures and...
Shit, we can just release pictures of the hydro tower.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
You could internet the Dutch bucket name.
Send us the last year's pictures, if you would, please.
Yeah, just a couple of them. Yeah. Dutch bucket. We can post on social media so our listeners can go check it out.
Dutch oven bucket.
Yeah.
It's a Dutch bucket. They're called Beto buckets, too, depending on where you're from. Your Australian friend might know them as Beto buckets. That's what they call them.
Oh, okay.
Down under.
Down under.
Yep. And actually, the gentleman whose YouTube videos helped me build all this and give the most insight. I don't want to say the name again. I'm learning, boys. I'm learning.
No, you can support independence if it's a YouTube guy. Yeah, what's his name?
Hucho. Hucho on YouTube.
Hucho?
H-O-O-C-H-O. Yeah. Hucho. He's from Australia.
From Australia.
Yeah, he's a huge hydroponic gardener and has a ton of videos that are just breaks it down so it's so easy to follow.
Nice.
And
that's cool. I'm going to have to check him out.
Welcome to Hucho's. That's how he starts every episode.
Right on. All right, cool. I'm going to have to check
Shout out to Hucho. We'd love to have you on the show.
As long as you pay airfare and...
We have this amazing technology these days. We can just call them.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
They're just time travelers because they're a day ahead of us.
Yeah, so that's wild, man. I know Theo had said something earlier about you were changing your mind on...
Well, before we get into that, one other thing. So I started hydroponic gardening last year. Last summer was my first year. Ran into a friend, an old friend... halfway through the growing season that also found hydroponic gardening.
Mm.
So we could bond over that. But for any of your listeners that aren't keen to hydroponically grow vegetables, my buddy didn't grow vegetables. He grew other things.
Herbs?
Hydroponically. Yeah. He was more of an herb grower.
Yeah.
In a state where it is legal.
Yeah.
So you know somebody from Illinois that can grow weed.
Yeah. And evidently does well with it, so I don't know.
I bet. But they make a ton of money
No, it's all for personal use, I'm sure. Why would you can't
in accordance with Illinois law.
Yeah, dude, come on. Get with the times, Theo.
It's not like Colorado, I guess, over there, is it?
I'm pretty sure you can't grow it and sell it over there either. I don't think any state would allow that. You have to be a licensed distributor.
I doubt they give a shit in Colorado.
I don't know. You would know more about that, but I bet they do, seeing as how much tax money the marijuana brings in for Colorado, dude.
Yeah.
They might give a shit.
I guess I
should have been selling it. We at least want you to pay your taxes.
I guess shouldn't have said the make money part.
You can say whatever you want. I'm just saying it'd be ill advised. The Iowa Talk guys do not condone any such thing, type of behavior, illegal activity.
Selling weed?
Yeah, it's bad. Very bad.
I've never met somebody that does that. Sort of behavior. In fact, in the words of one of our dear senators, Chuck Grassley, decent people don't do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chuck would know. He's been in politics for fucking 60 years.
Says the
he knows decent people.
Says the Iowa senator that lives in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Like, he's never smoked a pot in his life.
Nope, not a single one. I see him getting passed around at the orgies, and I just let it go by.
Down there at Bohemian Grove.
As soon as you said that, the wind started really ripping in. That's weird.
Man. Hmm.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Bohemian Grove, isn't that an effigy of Moloch that they worship there?
No, it's a stone statue of Moloch. It's an effigy of a child that they burn.
They burn.
So totally normal stuff.
Behavior, yeah.
Yeah, from people that
were
elected to office. And
CEOs of Fortune 500 companies as well.
No wonder they hate Alex Jones, the guy that busted out the video of them doing it and stuff.
Oh, you didn't hear, dude? That's He's weird. A shill now. Alex Jones bought and paid for.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think he is?
That's what they're saying. It's right here on the undergrounds.
From the Q?
From the Q. No. Maybe. I don't know. They might say that.
Anyway. Gosh. It's been a while since I smoked a cigar. This is very nice. What do you think, TP?
I like it, dude. Yeah, it's been a minute. It does. It's tasty.
Bart, what do you think?
I don't smoke cigars, so I... Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Mine won't stay lit. I don't know.
You
need to bite off the end. Puff. Put it in your mouth and suck.
I'm going to have to write that down. Don't know if I'll be able to remember it.
Yeah, taking notes is a good thing. How'd you find out about the show, Bart?
I know a guy who turned me on to you guys.
Oh, cool.
Conspiracy theorist whack job.
Hell yeah, sounds like a stand-up fucking guy.
Yep. So, yeah, I've listened to a couple episodes. I'm a creature of habit, so there's one podcast I listen to on my way to work, and once that one's done, it's another weekly one, so when it's done for the week, if I'm looking for something to listen to, I'll turn on the Iowa Talk Guys and get my fill of nonsense.
Yeah, I'll
jibber jabber.
I'll take
conspiracy theories.
I'll take last place.
In truth.
Ooh. You have many reasons why I should listen to it, so. No, well, thanks, man. Appreciate it. We're out here. We're trying. It's been a lot of fun.
I love the play on words, too.
Yeah.
The Iowa Talk Guys.
The Iowa Talk Guys.
The Iowa Talk Guys.
Yeah, we were hoping people would like that when we came up with
it. It has a much better ring than the Iowa Talk Clones.
Iowa Talk Clones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make much sense.
The Cyclones. The Cyclone? High Clones.
High Clones.
Iowa High Clones.
Iowa State is an excellent
It has
university, man.
It is. They have one of the best veterinary programs in the country, by far.
I would love for my kids to go there.
Cheers. Yeah. So, Bart, you know, you were talking earlier about how you realize, you know, as soon as you started growing your own food, you taste the difference. You realize how much more nutrients is in the vine-ripened fruits and vegetables that you grow yourself versus what the crap that they sell us at the stores and everything. You ever heard that saying that chickens lead to conspiracy?
No. Is that a widely known saying?
No. But
I haven't heard it.
It's said in some circles. Yeah, but
sure.
Chickens lead to conspiracy. I think gardening vegetables lead to conspiracy as well in a certain way because people that have chickens, they, you know, get farm fresh eggs. You can taste the difference in those eggs too. They last longer
There's no comparing.
They're not bleached white.
Right. People are like, why? Then why is the stuff I buy at the store different? So they start looking into it.
Why are these two eggs like a complete meal?
Yeah.
And I feel way fuller on these farm fresh eggs.
And even if you like eggs in other countries, even European countries, you crack them open and they're a deeper orange.
Oh, yeah.
They're not just cookie cutter. Every single egg is exactly the same, which, I mean, for the food industry, I'm sure that's what they want because, you know, consistency is key, but it's fake. It's not authentic, in my opinion. You know,
it's not nature.
Right.
You know.
Which is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So, like you said, for the food industry, it's probably good for portion size, but also, like, but then it leads you into, like, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
With the vegetables. Why are the vegetables at the store taste like shit versus the ones that I grow and stuff? And then when you start going down that route, you find out, you learn, like, okay, well, there's government regulations on this stuff. There's certain companies that are growing these certain things, making these genetically modified organisms, right? These foods and shit and everything. You have companies like Monsanto suing farmers for their bees cross-pollinating fucking
Monsanto other fields was and a shit. Company at yeah, one Monsanto point in time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The company formerly known as Monsanto. How about that?
And good thing, you know, Obama did the old Monsanto Protection Act and
helped
him from not getting sued for killing all those bees.
That's how transparent he was.
Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, dude, like vegetable stuff, when you start looking at that and looking at just how shitty our food is that they...
Yeah. And they're on a semi-truck for a week
or two
before they get to the grocery store.
That's right.
Another how many days before they get brought out of the back and restocked. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like we said earlier, it is a different organism.
Yeah. And there is really anywhere in the country, and with hydroponics, anywhere in the country, you know, urban versus rural, that you can grow as well.
Yeah.
I mean, with a very, very small amount of space.
Much more versatile. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the issues that indoor urban vertical farmers get into is the power it takes to run the lights at a large scale becomes an issue. It becomes to the point where it's not profitable enough for them. But I've always thought of it like, why do you have to buy lights when every 12 hours the sun comes up?
Right.
It would be cheaper to buy heat, in my opinion, in the wintertime, in the colder climates. Insulation, in-floor heat, it's a one-time fee. And then, shoot.
Yeah, we're getting
LPs cheap.
Indirect sunlight.
Yeah, but you're still getting what the plant needs.
Yeah.
So all you're having to do is...
It's probably going to have lesser of a yield or something.
Yeah, like absolutely. It's going to slow down, but as long as you keep it from freezing, it's still going to be producing, you know? So...
That wind is howling outside, folks, in case you can't hear it.
Springtime in Iowa.
Yeah, it's just...
February.
It's springtime, February in Iowa, so you know
this is
everything's all jacked
up. Second spring. Or no, first spring, then we have second spring. Yeah.
70 degrees and absolutely gorgeous all day, and then somebody snapped their fingers and it's tornado warning and
a cold,
going to be a high of 20 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that somebody is whoever's running the cloud seeding operation in our area.
They got the mixture wrong.
No, I think they got it quite right. They don't want you to be comfortable, man.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how a lot of... Have you guys ran into... I mean, actually, Bart, I guess I don't know how you even feel about or know about cloud seeding and whatnot, but...
I know what little I do know is...
We're no experts, but...
I think China has done it. They did it for... I guess, no, that wasn't cloud seeding. They hosted the Olympics, and they tried to keep it from raining, I want to say.
They can do that too. Saudi Arabia, yeah. You can pay to make sure it's sunny and beautiful on your wedding
and
day.
And then them in the Middle East, I know that they seed clouds.
Reuters, August 30th, 2022.
How is the UAE making it rain? This plane is being sent into the sky 9,000 feet above the parched deserts. It's headed for the most promising cloud formations, with dozens of canisters of salt attached to its wings, with the aim of triggering more rainfall. The process is called cloud seeding. So, how does it actually work? The UAE has been leading the effort to seed clouds and increase precipitation. The country is located in one of the hottest and driest regions on Earth, where rainfall remains at less than 100 millimetres or 3.9 inches a year on average. The effects of climate change, combined with a growing population and booming tourism, have pushed up demand for water in the UAE, which has relied on expensive desalination plants that make use of seawater. Meteorological official Abdullah Al-Hamadi says cloud seeding can help. The salt canisters attached to the plane's wings release salt nanoparticles into the clouds. This stimulates and accelerates the condensation process and produces droplets big enough to fall as rain. Pilots based at the Al Ain Airport have to be ready to take off at a moment's notice, flying over the desert before directing their aircraft into the clouds. But experts say the method is still far cheaper than the desalination process, and it does not harm the environment. Edward Graham is a meteorologist at the University of the Highlands and Islands in Britain.
In terms of the effect on the environment, cloud seeding nowadays, at least in the UAE, just uses salt flares, and that's what you get in table salt on your kitchen table. So there's no actual harm to the environment. Traditionally, chemicals such as silver iodide, which mimics the crystal structure of ice, have been used, but they're not used in the UAE today. In terms of carbon footprint, the planes that are that fly up into the clouds are just small planes. And when compared to the billions of cars on the planet and the huge planes doing international air travel every day, it's just a drop in the ocean in terms of carbon footprint and carbon emissions.
Other countries in the region, including Saudi Arabia and Iran, have announced plans to try cloud seeding as they face historic droughts.
Only a little over a year later. Global News, April 18, 2024.
Parts of the United Arab Emirates were overwhelmed with the heaviest rain ever recorded there. Areas are still flooded days later. Some reports blamed a method of making rain called cloud seeding. The rains began late Monday. 24 hours later, more than 142 millimeters had fallen. That's 50% more than the annual average.
It was absolutely horrendous. It's the worst I've ever seen it in Dubai. And we've seen some bad storms in the past, but this was like nothing else.
The United Arab Emirates has, in recent years, explored using cloud seeding to make rain. It's called cloud seeding because planes, drones, or rockets seed clouds with substances like silver iodide. The iodide attracts water molecules, which build up. When they get heavy enough, they fall, as rain or snow, depending on the temperature. Drones can also electrically charge clouds with lasers. Many countries, including Canada, use it to increase precipitation, maybe to fight wildfires or drought, or to reduce damaging hail. But despite being invented more than 80 years ago, it's hard to track if cloud seeding helps.
The challenge is partly because no two clouds are the same, and so you can't compare what a cloud might have done before you seeded it with what it did do after you seeded it.
Experts say three storm fronts forming into one are the most likely causes in Dubai, not cloud seeding. The Dubai International Airport is the world's busiest for international travel. As of Wednesday, parts of it remain flooded. Staff say recovery will take time. Nathaniel Dove, Global News.
They do it here too. Doing it for a while.
And they did it
down the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
They
in Vietnam.
Did it over the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Yeah.
As well.
They figure it's a dirt path, we'll rain it out all the time.
So that
I'm learning here.
CBS News, September 25th, 2013.
You know, they were talking about climate change yesterday, and now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. CBS This Morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College of New York. Professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion,
no.
though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Go ahead.
Well, this fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to,
right.
Yeah.
Now, we realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control, but nothing conclusive. This time, we're bringing in the laws of physics rather than simply waving our hands and uttering mumbo jumbo. We're actually using trillion-watt lasers now. And in the laboratory, sure enough, they precipitate rain out of water vapor. Sure enough, you can actually bring down electricity down the beam.
So what does it mean for drought areas that need to have rain for crops? And if they don't have them, there's in the consequences of famine.
Well, the bad news is, if it's a clear blue sky, it's not going to do anything at all, because it only takes water vapor that's already in the air and condenses it. However, for floods, for agriculture, farmers, for people planning wedding parties, football games, you name it, outdoor events and agriculture and flooding and even hurricanes, all of them could be subject to weather modification.
Incredibly interesting. Professor Michio Kaku, thank you so much.
Can't transport.
Started with the grown vegetables. Weapons, now we're going down the rabbit hole, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You like that Romeo y Julieta there?
Yeah. It tastes like the Dominican Republic.
You been there?
No. Never been out of the country.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Man. Yeah.
But I do have to renew my license and get my gold star so that I can get on a plane and leave the country if necessary.
Your real ID?
My real ID, yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, man.
That was a conspiracy, remember?
I remember, yeah.
I really do want to hear that story, though.
Which story is that?
Where Theo said that you used to vote blue, right? And then now you've been seeing this craziness going on with Joe Biden.
Yeah, and it's not really even much of a story so much as the past 2 years have been eye-opening, to say the least. Without getting into too much detail, it just seems like the far left, the people that talk the loudest are getting the most attention, even if they're not, you know, the most rational or have the most numbers.
That's a really good way to put it.
The group that we're catering to rather than the people that make the country go round. The men and women that wake up every morning and go build this country and support this country. And we're thinking about them last, and people who are confused and possibly mentally ill but scream about it. And we're catering to them rather than everyday men and women.
That's a very good point. They're also catering to these illegal immigrants more than the everyday
average
American.
Yeah, that's another huge, huge issue because, and you know,
people shouldn't come to the United States.
Well, no, absolutely not.
People should be coming to the United States. We're very willing to have people come.
Do it the right way.
Yeah. Right, yeah, and absolutely.
That's all we're asking.
The largest thing that I've noticed in the past 2-3 years is when you look back to even Donald Trump's term, before him, Barack Obama, anytime you saw footage of the border, it was women and children. Men here and there.
AOC women and down children. There crying.
Yeah. Now, you see very little, at least from my perspective, that I've seen very little women and children.
You're not wrong.
And a lot of perfectly able-bodied men.
Military-aged males is what...
Sure. From
the Department of Homeland Security probably calls them.
Yeah, from countries that are traditionally not illegal immigrating to the United States.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what the National Guard would call them, is that would be middle-aged fighting males.
Sure. It's worrisome. So you see that every day. And you know, I mean, there's horror stories of the illegal immigration. This country was founded on immigrants. There's a lot of fantastic immigrants today that come over. But if there's the lawlessness and no keeping track of it, and it's just a dangerous situation. And it's a spit in the face to people that are trying to come here the right way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now, back in like the 20s when the world wanted people to immigrate to the United States, right? Basically, they wanted people to fill their factories that they started getting built up and stuff. But they were also saying, though, like, send us your best and brightest. We want, we want artists. We want engineers. We want...
Well, not even necessarily.
No, they did. They were saying that and coming to Ellis Island, right? Now,
it's not who they got necessarily.
Not all of them, but here's the other thing, though. Remember back in the 80s when old Fidel Castro, Trudeau's daddy, flushed the toilets of Cuba on America, on Miami? Remember that?
Yeah.
I kind of have a feeling all these middle-aged males from all over the country, all over the world, coming from Africa, South America, Europe.
Asia.
I just have this feeling that maybe some other countries had that same idea too. Perfect opportunity.
Yep.
I think it's been stated
We've talked about it before on the show, I think.
Before, but yeah.
Talked about already terrorists being caught back in 2020 coming across the border.
Right. Which there's, yeah, more coming now, it seems, and spitting in our faces.
And punishing border states that are trying to curb it.
Right.
You bet.
What's the reasoning? You know, they're that concerned about 20 to 35-year-old African, South American, Asian immigrants that, you know, they'll willingly let them in with no documentation. Set them up. Not only let them in, set them up.
Yeah, setting them up. What was it? Mayor Eric Adams giving these immigrants $10,000 on a prepaid, like, debit cards or whatever, like a month?
Yeah, the mayor of Denver said that they're going to have to cut all sorts of their children's after school programs, or I don't know if it's necessarily after school programs, but some of their children's services in order to help substantiate the cost of all the illegal immigrants in Denver.
How fucked is it that generation getting, dude? Like, they already had the lockdowns, the school shutdowns and shit, all this stuff going, you know. Now, you can't be in this school anymore, do anything, because
that money is no longer allocated to you.
Sorry. Yep. So long. Sucks to be you. Your scholarship, you're never going to get now, little Johnny.
Didn't we also see that Denver was one of the cities that received a ton of busloads of migrants?
Yeah, Denver, Chicago. Didn't Denver
say they were a sanctuary city or something?
Yeah. I mean, that
Chicago, there's another,
makes sense.
There's another city where immigrants are
Chicago,
living
New York.
High on the hog. Meanwhile, the struggling citizens in the more impoverished neighborhoods are forgotten once again.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, after more empty promises in the last mayoral election. Just the cycle never ends.
It's a vicious fucking cycle, man.
Speaking of, you made a Trudeau comment earlier, and I'm not huge into Canadian politics, but have you seen anything of the conservative opposition leader Pierre Poilievre?
Yeah,
Poilievre, I think that's his name.
Some videos of him.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm getting Canadian Parliament arguments on my social media feed, but it's pretty fascinating. I actually like that guy.
Really?
Yeah. In comparison to Trudeau, and I don't know the ins and outs of his policy and this and that, but he seems like a pretty sensible guy.
You listen to Joe Rogan?
It depends on who the guest is.
I guess, yeah, we talked about that on one of the other shows. I played the clip. He kind of half-ass endorsed him. He just probably said that guy knows his shit or whatever.
It depends on who the guest is.
Yeah. I'll listen to him every once in a while.
Yeah, the other couple of podcasts I listen to also is it's dependent upon who the guest is. And except for there's one. You guys ever listen to Theo Vaughn?
I've listened to him before. Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan of his stand-up, but just like the everyday interactions he has with people, his podcast, dude is unbelievably funny.
Yeah.
The mannerisms and what comes out of his mouth, just hilarious.
Isn't that the guy that takes like 800 milligrams of edibles as soon as he wakes up or something?
No, he's sober.
Okay, and that's a different guy I was thinking.
Yeah, he's from Louisiana originally.
Yeah.
Yep. Is he still living in L.A. or did he move?
No. He's one of the COVID transplants. He's in Nashville now.
Oh.
So,
COVID transplants.
Look up some of his
Ben Shapiro
funniest moments on YouTube. It'll have you dying. But he's friends with like Jordan Peterson and.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm surprised you guys haven't heard more of him.
What are they? Daily Mail guys or what the hell's the?
That's it. The Daily Wire.
Daily Wire.
Oh, yeah.
I think he got fired.
Ben Shapiro. Who did it?
Well, maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was that black chick that worked for him.
Oh, yeah. Cadence Owens.
Yeah.
Candace Owens.
Yeah. Maybe I think.
Oh, Ben did?
I think they got into it over the Israeli thing. Stuff. So
I
don't know though.
They absolutely have the right to slaughter every last man, woman, and child in that fucking place. They were attacked.
Did Ben Shapiro actually say that to Candace Owens?
Probably not. I mean, Maybe.
We're not saying he did.
Yeah, we're not saying he didn't
but
either.
We're not saying he didn't.
Yeah. Old Mossad Ben there.
Yeah.
He ought to just don the uniform, dude, and wear it to work every day. Stand up all straight with his shoulders back.
Walk in the door. Attention!
I don't think they say it that way, probably, but...
Oh, yeah, that'd be Spanish. Close enough.
Yep, close enough.
Sorry, I'm ignorant American.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, that's wild.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's old news, dude. That happened a while ago. I didn't really get into it because I don't really get down with that click. I check them out every once in a while. It's, you know, I watch some of their YouTube videos, but...
Well, see, that's nice contrast with having somebody like me on is, like, you guys are deep into the intricacies of, you know, the behind-the-scenes shit that not everybody knows, and I'm just, like, a Instagram scroller who sees all the clickbait bullshit.
But the build dude, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, gardening stuff, yeah.
But that's not necessarily... I mean, hey, you...
No, I'm talking, like, politically. Like, you guys are in tune, and I'm just like,
oh,
look over there. There's a...
I think you're being very kind.
Yeah.
Pumping your guys' tires a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
No, yeah. I appreciate it, but yeah, no,
that's
dude,
nice of you.
You were the one that found, opened your own eyes and saw what was going on and being like, this is completely absurd.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. And like I was saying earlier, if not wanting our country to continue on this path makes me a Trump supporter, because by default, it is what it is.
Like, yeah.
Sure. I'll wear it. What the fuck ever. I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm actually borderline excited to have some sort of stability in the country rather than dementia.
Dementia,
yeah.
And World War III,
yeah.
Looming.
Well, yeah, you know, footnote, minor details.
Yeah, by the way, I think it came out recently. Putin threw another one of those. Remember, we talked about it a couple times, TP, about Bart. I don't know if you heard about this, but when U.S. ships went to the Mediterranean, Putin just threw it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we have...
You're within range.
We have missiles on our planes in the Black Sea that, you know, they reach the Mediterranean. Just saying.
Just measuring dicks here.
It's a fact. Saying it.
No, I didn't see that. I saw I'm sure you guys talked about it. I saw Tucker went over there and talked with him.
No, we didn't talk about that too much.
We talked a little bit about it. Like, I played a clip on one of our shows. Putin must listen to our show because he repeated exactly what we had said about there's only a few teams in the world that could pull off
the Nord Stream?
The Nord Stream attack. Nord Stream. I mean, what the... And, and Putin was basically like, who has the incentive here? Who would benefit from that?
100 feet? I actually do know a guy, personally, that can dive to 100 feet. Or it could at one point in time.
On a single breath?
No.
Oh, we're using
implants,
scuba equipment?
No, he was a professional.
Is it Steve Zissou?
No, that was not his name.
Scuba Steve. Yeah, it was... That interview was interesting. It was very interesting. Did you listen to the whole thing? Theo, I think you did, didn't you?
Which one?
The Theo or the Tucker Putin interview?
Not the entire.
Yeah.
No. It's tough with the words, you know, and reading. I know Putin speaks English too.
There's ones out there now.
I know Putin speaks English.
Yeah, he sang Blueberry Hill.
Listen to Iowa Talk Guys episode number 23, Putin responds to Nord Stream attacks, to hear Russian President Vladimir Putin sing the American blues classic Blueberry Hill.
I just want to know what he's going to do so that we can get Russian hockey players back in the Olympics.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, they're badass.
Dude, I don't know if there's ever going to be another Olympics.
It's wild. Because of World War III? Or
just think of the tension going on now.
What I was
going
to say
maybe.
Is that
I hope not.
Putin did pull it out and say, you know, hey, if Ukraine joins NATO, that will drag Europe into a nuclear war.
Yeah.
Period. So.
Which would be, once again, we've said on our show, that'd be NATO violating their own agreement
somebody,
they made with fucking Russia.
Yeah, do you think that they wouldn't do it, though? Like, do you think just because it would be them violating their own agreement that they wouldn't do it?
They're obviously trying. They've been trying.
Exactly.
That's what we've been trying to tell.
Ukraine?
That's what we've been trying to tell our listeners from the beginning.
Ukraine?
No. TP said that NATO would be violating their own agreement with Russia by letting Ukraine in, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, would you put it past them to violate their own agreement with Russia? No, I wouldn't.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But the propaganda that's being pushed on the American people is that Russia's the aggressor here. Yeah.
Russia bad.
So should I?
Which, I mean, they are
take my Ukrainian flag down in support or leave it up.
You do whatever you want, man.
Okay. Yeah, you do whatever you want.
Maybe I'll leave my flag.
I don't
up
really and just fly any
peel,
flags.
Peel the sticker off of my car.
I don't like flying Nazi propaganda around my property.
Just checking.
It's up to you, man.
Yeah, dude.
It flies. It stays.
And what's happening in Ukraine is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
It's genocide.
Yeah, that's the
generations of people. Generations of Ukrainians are wiped off the earth, dude.
This is the point that everybody misses, whether it's Ukraine. We were talking about that forever, since it started.
Entering third almost. Year. Almost. They're trying to say, Zelensky came out and said 31,000 deaths only.
And then years.
Probably
and,
add a zero to it and be more accurate.
Yeah.
Who knows? And then also Israel kicks off October 7th. Hey, guess what? We reported. We sourced articles. Mossad knew.
Yeah.
They were clued
Egypt
in.
Egypt knew and was telling them also.
They got countries told them. What we're saying, our podcast, is why all the killing?
Right.
Why all the killing?
Why is there got to be another blood sacrifice?
Yeah. But, man, I tell you what, it just keeps going both those places.
And I've only heard one person say, I want people to stop dying. I want people to stop being killed.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
Huh?
When asked to take a stance on the Ukraine, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I want people to stop dying.
Yeah. That's
a good play.
I remember him saying that too. Yeah.
I'll play the clip.
Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying.
It's a good play.
And that's not even me pumping his tires.
We did a special.
As we've stated earlier, I lean left traditionally for only the past decade and a half. But, you know, real is real, and you got to call it how you see it. You know what I mean?
I saw Barack Obama for a globalist turd face.
And I guess I wasn't that in tune as you.
I voted for him.
Not
I was a
young, in your face.
I was a young, all, but, impressionable man. I voted for him his first term.
I voted for him twice, yeah. So
then I woke up and I was like, what the fuck?
Well, it took me 8 years after you, evidently. So Obama's second term and Biden's first term. I did vote for George W. Bush, though. I don't know if that gets me any
fucking I voted for Ralph Nader.
Were you like just trying to be cool or something?
I was 18. It was my
young impressionable man.
First time voting, and you know, you got friends who say one thing, and you're like, oh yeah, I want to be cool like you. I wish that I could be
like the cool kids. So he snapped out of it, started seeing that. The world's different, dude. Even the Democrats that we had when we were kids are not the same.
No.
As they were.
No. This is not your father's Democratic Party, as they say.
It ain't your grandpa.
And the only candidate that is your father's Democratic Party is chastised and see a couple smiles.
Donald Trump?
No. RFK Jr.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
whether you agree or disagree with him, he's more fucking sane than anything else the left has.
That's true.
Yeah, except
Tulsi Gabbard's pretty.
I forgot about Tulsi.
Both of them.
I mean,
there's one subject that they are absolutely out of their minds on.
Yeah,
that's the Israel war.
Absolutely,
Israeli war. Israeli Gaza.
Well,
war.
And like I said, okay,
they're out of their fucking and minds.
Haven't heard anything Jr. about their opinions.
He's
on that.
Been doing a lot of good stuff. He's written a couple of really good books. We're going to be doing another interview.
Right. We have I've got the Fauci book that he wrote.
Yeah.
Haven't read it. I've read bits and pieces. It's been a while.
Damn, that wind.
Yeah, it's windy tonight. You're hearing it, folks.
Hopefully not. But anyway, he was on Epstein's plane. Tulsi Gabbard somehow showed up on the World Economic Forum's website as under a graduate of the Young Global Leaders. She doesn't know how I showed up. They must. They just put me on there
along with Trudeau.
I don't know why.
Putin.
Yeah, that's all shit. I have no idea about.
Oh yeah, dude. It's fucking super suppressed. It's hard to find. I think
Tucker.
I found the clip. I think I found the clip for one of our shows. I probably still have it downloaded and shit. But yeah, dude. It was rough to fucking find that clip because they're trying to suppress all this shit.
Yeah.
And what kind of excuse is that? Well, they just did that.
I didn't inhale.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like cocaine. I just like the smell of it.
That's right.
So,
we don't condone the use of that nasty
substance. We don't condone the use of any paraphernalia. Yeah. So this has been a pretty awesome episode, dude. We're going to get pictures of your hydro tower.
Yep.
Not tomato tower.
Not tomato tower.
But the tomato buckets.
Yeah, the Dutch buckets. I'll look through the reel and see if I've got some decent. I know I have some I can send to you. The quality of them, I don't know. But definitely this summer, we'll get some better ones.
Yeah. Okay. So check out Hucho on YouTube.
Yeah, Hucho on YouTube. Good dude.
The Australian guy. Yep.
Yeah, we'll put the pictures up if you want to get the actual dimensions and stuff or whatever. For just reach out to us. We'll get them to you.
Yep.
Yeah. So, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Been trying to come on for 4 months.
Rubbing it in our faces.
Dude, sorry.
Any future guests, this is how you get treated.
You know what? There's already a waiting list, so don't feel bad at all.
They needed fill in, and here I am.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, we've been wanting to do this, dude. Yeah. Definitely not fill in. Like I said, there's a waiting list.
So. This is actually a better time of year anyway.
Yeah, people can start getting some ideas to get ready for the season.
Now's the time. Starting seeds. We've had such a crazy first spring. I mean, shit, we might be starting seeds here in a week or two. Who knows?
I have a bunch going right now.
Yeah, we've already started some. Yeah,
there you go.
So,
zucchinis, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, and green beans.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get more going though.
Throw a little tomatillos in there, and
never had much success.
It's a tomato.
Hydroponically though, it's a tomato. I bet it would really work.
We're gonna find out.
And there we go. Cool. All right. Well, since Bart is just he's a working man himself, he doesn't have any social media or anything.
Do you?
That you want to share?
Anything you want to share?
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. Maybe he'll write a book someday.
Nope. Attaboy.
Maybe he'll write a book someday.
Yeah, write a book.
Find Jesus.
Bart. There we go.
That's it.
That's your exiting statement. Find Jesus.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
There is nothing else.
Right.
There's nothing else.
It's where I rent my cars.
Our compadre, we love you, buddy.
Yeah, he's out rocking in the free world. And
he's going to love your Neil Young reference.
Remember to please share the show. Share it with your friends, your family.
Yeah.
Cousin. Crazy Uncle Bob.
Cousin.
Yeah, Bob's son.
Grandfather. Uncle. Whoever.
Your
of mouth.
Your buddy at work. That you just see him every once in a while passing. Just say, hey, man, you listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Never know. Might surprise you. So, follow us on Twitter.
Twitter. You can find us on X at Iowa Talk Guys. You can also find us on YouTube at Iowa Talk Guys. Rumble. Is it at Iowa Talk Guys?
Yep.
At Iowa Talk Guys. And hit that Instagram. Rumble. And Instagram also, yes. At
Iowa Talk Guys _podcast. But yes, Rumble.
No.
Hit the Rumble.
Hit the Rumble. We're loving it. We're actually getting a lot more views.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody listening to us on there. Heck yeah.
Is that the version of the adversary to YouTube where you get to actually speak your mind?
Freedom of speech.
Is that what that is?
Correct.
Okay.
Even though YouTube has netted us some new views.
We got, thank you if you're listening to us on YouTube.
I mean, hey.
But
any views are
good. I don't know
views.
How many of those videos are going to be up for a while because some of them are controversial topics.
Yeah, and we did have one episode copyright banned in the Vatican. China.
Doing something right.
China.
China.
Right. You know, that's what we said. That,
right?
No.
China.
Who says it like that?
China.
China.
Why do you keep calling it a Chinese virus? Because it came from China.
China.
Did you ever see that meme where they they put the South Park Chinese eyes on him?
We are hard on
him and Mike Pence are standing there with the Chinese fucking.
We are very hard on Trump.
Yeah.
He kind of deserves it. But
he does.
I mean, he's done some good things for our country. We know a lot of people love him.
Yeah. People are learning.
But I'm at the point now where I feel this is all just theater. It's all for show.
Bart just said it.
Hmm.
Come to Jesus.
Yep. Find Jesus. Yep. Yeah. That's why you need to find Jesus, because the rest of it's just for show. So
gives you purpose.
Sure does. So always remember.
Don't eat the yellow cake.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
What do you always remember?
I'm lost.
Don't eat the yellow cake. Don't eat the yellow snow.
Give our listeners some advice.
Don't piss into the wind.
That's a good one.
I mean,
Iowa Talk Guys. Out.